All right. Let's see. Microphone, USB. That's the right microphone, Colin?
Yes. Hello?
Ah, welcome.
It's like we've done this before.
It's been a while, yes. And probably will never happen again. Welcome to what I'm predicting will be the final episode of the Loud Neighbors podcast ever.
I said that to Doria.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you can't do that. That's your thing.
Yeah, she says that now, but coming up, it's going to be, I've been taking care of this kid all week, and your Sundays are your day to fucking feed this shit machine.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the series finale, probably.
At least the season finale.
Yeah, no shit. The best part is I got nothing going into this epic final episode. This is going to be the most Loud Neighbors episode of the Loud Neighbors. Unprepared. Didn't even think we'd be recording this week. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
Wing it like we usually do.
It seems to work.
It does.
We seem to get exactly 60 minutes out of having nothing to talk about every single time. I don't know how that goes. But, you know, what have you been up to the last fucking few weeks since we recorded, buddy?
I've been kind of getting my shit together, my house together.
Yeah.
Prepared for having an infant around.
Yeah.
So that's been a thing.
You excited?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Not like how a few weeks ago you were thinking about late term abortions and how they should be legal. You come back around on it.
I went over to Sean's last Saturday for his 40th birthday.
Well, he didn't invite me.
His sister just invited like five people.
Man, I invited him to my 40th.
It was not very many people there. It was like her girlfriend and Sean's girlfriend and like a couple they know. And that was
all right, I guess. I didn't get to go to Fong's wedding. I didn't get to go to Sean's. Why don't any of your friends like me,
I should have taken you to Fong's wedding.
You should have.
Because I did not have a date for that.
Yeah. I would have been a great date. I'm a great wedding date.
That's good food, too.
I fucking hate weddings.
I know, they're stupid.
They're the worst.
Ugh,
everybody I know who got married made a mistake.
Anyway, we're over there and they're asking me all these questions like, oh, are you nervous? Oh, blah, blah, blah. And somebody is like, yeah, man, it's too late to back out. Now I'm like, I mean, I still have a set of stairs. And his Sean's sister is like, all right, if something bad happens, I'm going to be, I'm not going to say shit, but I'm going to be really suspicious of you.
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
Oh, fuck.
You know, what are you going to do?
It was a good time. Good time. So one of the things I did recently, I've had this idea.
Yeah.
So we had one of our clients at work bring in it's like a rolling TV cart with like a shelf and a bracket to hang a TV.
So like fucking like the AV shit, like in grade school where you get like, to watch Degrassi.
But smaller.
Okay.
And I found a 32-inch LCD at the recycling place for $25.
Right.
I was like, wow, that's a nice looking.
You need to go to this fucking electronics recycling place you're always talking about.
So it can be cool, but it's also almost always terrible.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those things like you have to go a lot to make it really worth your fucking effort.
All right.
But they had like a 4K Vizio up there for like $100 a couple weeks back. It was only 40 inch though.
What's the audio delay on it? Like?
Fuck, I don't know. And I got the 32-inch TV, hung it on there, and then I bought this little wooden box.
Yeah.
With shelves, drawer on the bottom, and then 1, 2, 3 shelves.
Right.
And then a slot on the side upright.
Okay.
Like it'd normally be like a desk organizer where you'd put like paper or some shit
sure.
in there. Instead, what I did was I put all my little mini consoles on it.
Nice.
So I got my...
So you got a little like rollaway cart mini console so you can wheel a bunch of old Nintendos into classrooms?
And if I want, just fucking... Everything's like contained to that box. So I can just unplug the box, move it somewhere else, and plug it in, and there we go.
So when this whole fatherhood thing goes south, you can just grab your consoles and dip out.
Dip out. Deuces, kid.
You're on your own, jerk.
So that's been fun. I've been playing some Shining Force.
And, nice.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool little setup. I also set up a Plex server finally.
Oh, man. I've been thinking about doing that for years, but then I'm like, transferring all of my movies yes. onto a hard... I'm never going to do it.
Fucking ass.
Never going to do it.
But I did about 200 over the last year.
Yeah.
And because I sold off like every DVD I have, yeah. which... So I have a bunch of movies that are in DVD quality, like whatever. But
that look...
Most of the time, I don't give a fuck. Like if I'm watching like a comedy, I usually yeah. don't fucking care.
I've become so... Like the only time I care about higher quality than DVD is if it's a movie that I need the audio for, like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I bought Jurassic Park on Blu-ray because I wanted that sweet, sweet Blu-ray audio. I bought Batman Forever on Blu-ray because mm-hmm. I wanted the audio.
Sure.
Like my eyes suck anyway, so the jump up from fucking upscaled 480 to 1080 isn't a huge deal to me for movies.
Yeah. It's
it makes a bigger deal in video games, but for movies,
yeah.
Like, what am I doing? I don't care. Unless it's like a visual feast like fucking like that Mad Max Fury Road. That is a movie you want as many pixels in it as you can fucking get because sure. it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, when you make the step to 4K and start getting like UHDs, it's a pretty big fucking stark difference.
I bet.
But again, there's like I'm looking at it. I was looking at I wanted to get the new Ghostbusters movie in 4K, and they had a set of all three Ghostbusters movies. There's only three movies exist.
Yeah, I've only heard of three Ghostbusters movies.
They're all in 4K, and I'm like, I don't really need the first two in 4K. Like, I'm sure they look fine, but...
If they put in the work on that first movie, I'm gonna pay like
double what the what it costs on Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's, I don't know. It's not that big of a step up. They did release a special edition that my coworker got.
Of Ghostbusters? The
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So it's all three movies, the only three Ghostbusters movies that exist.
Yeah.
And it's in a fucking, the case it comes in, the box it comes in, yeah. is a fucking trap.
Nice. And it opens up awesome.
And it's got LED lights and shit when you pull the fucking movies out.
That's awesome.
It's pretty dope.
That's
it was like $100. I'm like, that's a lot of money, but it's in and they're all 4K. And
I hate special edition boxes, though.
I know.
I have.
You can't fucking put them anywhere.
I have one that I think is pretty cool. It's the entire run of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 80s cartoon
yeah.
in a turtle bus.
Yeah, the turtle van.
Yeah, but it also...
They're clunky. They're yeah. awkward. The only one I've ever fucking wanted.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it was ever released in the U.S. I think it was just a European release.
Yeah.
There was a box of Star Trek The Next Generation in a Borg cube.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
I wanted that really fucking bad.
I do like... Dope. Both I have of Evil Dead 1 and 2.
The Book of the Dead.
Both in like these fucking
those
rubbery.
Those things started falling apart yet?
No.
Oh, so
amazingly. They're, yeah. I mean, they're in a box somewhere, so maybe they have since I put them in a box possible. Somewhere. But
it's that fucking foam rubber shit yeah. might just start to fucking crumble.
I'm sure it's got to eventually, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's
but they're
made
fucking
out of human
cool
skin.
As shit. Yeah, God, I hope so.
That'd be awesome. Hope they got a deal on it.
And those movies are awesome.
Yes, they are. I fucking love them. I was always hoping they'd do one for Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
They never did a Book of the Dead
It bums
version.
Me out.
Yeah. Because that one I'd have to own because yeah. I, you know.
You have every version of Army of Darkness ever
I
made?
I stopped collecting after Blu-ray, but I mean, yeah. like, I have at least two VHS, one that's still sealed in a clamshell with the special fucking, the Conan the Barbarian art.
Yeah.
I got that one. And then I got like fucking six different DVD versions of that movie. Fucking love that movie.
You have it on HD DVD, don't you?
Yep.
You have it on Laserdisc?
Yeah. I have it framed on Laserdisc.
Love it. It's fantastic.
I think I had bought it because they'd released a couple of versions of it, like director's cuts and extra scenes. So I bought a couple and then after a while, I'm just like, I guess this is just a thing I do now because they kept fucking releasing new versions of that movie.
Well, what's fucked up is the theatrical version is the best version.
Yeah.
All of the other cuts of it suck.
Yeah, they're dumb.
Like they're bad. Like they change some of the best lines. Yeah. The ending isn't as good.
No, they're dumb.
It's a weird case where like I don't want the director's cut at all.
It's such a fucking good movie.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like one of those movies that's so perfect you never want them to reboot it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't need to be.
I do want them to keep making sequels, though, and television shows, because that show was fucking great.
I never did finish. I watched the first season. How many seasons were there?
There's three.
I think I watched the first two seasons. I did not finish the third.
You should.
I will eventually. It's good. When I see it on something streaming, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because that was a Showtime.
Yeah. Showtime original.
Yeah.
Weird. I have the first season on Blu-ray. I don't think I have any of the rest of it on Blu-ray. I think I watched it all on Netflix because it was all on Netflix at one point.
Mm-hmm.
HBO needs to buy Showtime so I can have all the Showtime original series and watch them.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know why Showtime's still a thing by itself.
It's owned by somebody else.
Who owns HBO?
Warner Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Showtime Viacom then?
It might be. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Time Warner owns HBO. That's why all the DC shit's on there.
Speaking of DC shit.
Yeah.
Peacemaker.
It's great.
I'm not current. I haven't finished this week's episode, but yeah, holy fuck.
One episode left.
Holy fuck, that show's awesome.
It's so goddamn funny.
Like, you know what? James Gunn should have never been fired.
No. Well, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm glad he was, because now I get Peacemaker.
Yeah. So, and we're going to get Guardians 3 with him anyway, yeah. So it doesn't fucking matter.
They did a good thing for me by giving me this show.
Yeah.
I think
it's by far, like, the best thing DC's done.
Oh, yeah.
To this point. Like, John Cena is fucking amazing.
I love white nationalist fucking Iron Man.
Yeah. Fucking white dragon.
Goddamn. God. That's an actual comic book character.
I'm sure it is.
Holy shit. The motherfucking white dragon.
It's fucking beautiful. And, oh, God damn it. Why can I never remember his name? His fucking sidekick.
Oh, Eagly?
No.
Chase. Vigilante.
Vigilante. God damn. That dude is good.
He's funny as fuck. He's
so fucking funny.
It's double funny to me because that character was such a serious character in Arrow. Because he was one of the villains, like, of a couple of seasons of Arrow. He was the main villain. And he was a very serious, very dangerous fucking villain, you know, who infiltrated every aspect of fucking Arrow's life and murdered his son or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, but he was not to be trifled with. And he's just a fucking autistic goober. So fucking funny.
Fuck.
That show is amazing.
Yeah, it's as good as it's as good as anything that Marvel's doing.
Yeah.
Marvel's
not doing a lot of great right now.
They're not, but I mean, like, even their TV series in the past, I think it's as good as any of those.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think I like any of the Marvel Disney Plus series.
Yeah.
I watched a couple episodes of Hawkeye. I might watch more of that. It was okay.
You didn't like WandaVision, did you?
WandaVision was terrible.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was different.
I don't like sitcoms.
Yeah, I know.
And the problem with the show is, like, it's like, oh, we're making fun of sitcoms, but they weren't. They were just making sitcom. They were just making I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, they weren't making, I don't think they were trying to make fun of it. It was just like, this is what she knew.
That's fine. I don't want to watch a bad sitcom. It's not a good storytelling device, even though every episode has one point where something weird happens after just making me watch a bad sitcom.
Yeah, I guess. You're a little bit of a...
I'd rather watch nine...
You're weird about sitcoms.
I'd rather watch nine more seasons of The Office than another episode okay, of fucking WandaVision. Fine.
Goddamn.
It's fucking bad. I never watched Falcon and Winter Soldier because I don't care about either of those characters.
Yeah, I don't give a shit either.
And I watched a little bit of Loki while April was watching.
I don't care about that either.
It looked fun, but it didn't look like something I'd get into. I don't know.
I don't care... I never cared about Loki. Yeah. I didn't care about him.
Eh. On the flip side of that, Titans and Doom Patrol, the DC series on HBO.
You know, I started watching Doom Patrol. That show's fucking weird.
It's fucking weird.
Like, I don't know that I can get into it.
That's fair.
Like, Peacemaker fucking instantly had me. Doom Patrol's like, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it's not as funny. Like, Peacemaker made me fucking, like...
Yeah,
crack up.
That's fair.
Whereas Doom Patrol, I'm just like, I mean, I mean, I guess it's cool. I'm staring at Brendan Fraser's fucking ass pounding some fucking chick. But, I mean,
he's it's not such that an ass. Cool. I love it because, like, he never stops being a complete piece of shit asshole. He, like, he keeps learning lessons about why he shouldn't be a piece of shit, but they but never he's still stick. A
piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first season has Alan Tudyk in it as the villain.
Yeah, I do like Alan Tudyk.
Yeah. That's fine. Doom Patrol is not for everybody. It is a weird fucking show. It is
fucking weird.
But I mean, that's what is that's that a the
comic
point.
You did you read that comic?
I never read the never. Comic. But from what I've heard from people who have, it is that is what that comic is. It's just fucking it was people at DC going, "Let's just do some weird bizarre off the wall shit."
It's fair. That's fair.
It's good. I like it a lot.
Good. I watched oh, fuck. We watched through the first fucking Spider-Man.
The Tobey Maguire? The
Tobey Maguire one.
Yeah, those are still good movies.
That's still a good movie. Yeah, fuck.
The first two, Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2, with are fucking still the best Spider-Man movies.
Yeah. I like the new ones just The new as ones much.
Are good. They're fun. My problem is they're too tied into the greater Marvel MCU. Universe.
Yeah, that's fair.
So they're more like, I want to see Spider-Man. I don't want to see Iron Man's sidekick, I guess, has kind of been my issue with them.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. I don't feel personally attached to Peter Parker or his world in those new ones because, like, he's not really. It's more just like, I'm only attached to Iron Man who's helping me out. Like, I don't know. Whereas he's so intricately involved with all of the villains in those Tobey Maguire movies. They're like his mentors and his fucking...
Well, I think that's why, I mean... Yeah, the newest one, the No Way Home, is fucking... I think because it had those villains in it, made that movie so much fucking better.
Absolutely. Because,
again, I'll say, Willem Dafoe, probably the greatest fucking comic book villain I've ever seen.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Like, I can't fucking think of anybody who is like... I can't think of anybody like you fucking like him and then you hate him and then you like him again. Like he manages to go from being like, what's the word for that? I can't likable, I guess. I don't know. There's
vulnerable
word for what?
Vulnerable,
not vulnerable. There's another word for it, but, you know, where you feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
And,
sympathetic.
He's yeah.
A sympathetic yes. character.
He goes from being a sympathetic character to fucking to not
irredeemable.
At all. Holy shit, he's so fucking good.
He's very good.
Also, he hasn't aged like at all.
It's weird.
I think he's part black.
Well, that's possible.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Willem Dafoe don't crack. fuck. Yeah. He was great. I am actually excited for the potential of the multiverse fucking Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
Just because of some of the similar things they can do, bringing in other shit, but most importantly, because I keep hearing rumors that I really, really hope are true, that John Krasinski's going to be in it as Mr. Fantastic.
Really?
That's a rumor that is everywhere. And wow. If it's true, it's perfect casting. I
mean, that's a good casting, because he's very Gumby.
And I really, really want a good Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet.
No.
They've all been complete dog shit.
But also, if Marvel gets a hold of it...
We need to know, is the thing's dork made of orange rock?
Of course. If they get a hold of it and give me a good Fantastic Four movie, I'll be all back. Because right now I'm kind of indifferent to the Marvel Universe. I mean, I'll go see Spider-Man and if they do an X-Men, I'll go see it. But if they bring me a good Fantastic Four, particularly a good Fantastic Four led by fucking John Krasinski.
I want them to just bring me a good X-Men movie and not fucking 25 years of dog shit X-Men movies.
I don't give a shit.
I do. X-Men was like the only thing I really got into.
That's fair.
I read X-Men. I read Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then a smattering of other shit, but not very much.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're good. Your microphone just went crazy for a second and started staticking all over the place. I'll show you the waveform that I have to edit out later.
Yeah, you should just leave it in.
No. No.
That'd be fine.
Oh, fuck. What else have I watched? I watched Boba Fett.
Yeah.
The Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
there are two really good episodes of it where like Boba Fett stops being in the show for two episodes and they're just two episodes of The Mandalorian instead.
Fucking great.
Like, I'm not even exaggerating.
Who's directing Boba Fett?
I think he is, at least parts of it. But, okay. But like, so the first episode is okay. Then the next three episodes are boring. And then episode five, Boba Fett's not in it. It's just what The Mandalorian has been up to during this show.
Oh.
And it's great.
Okay.
And then I'll
just skip and watch those episodes.
Yeah. And then the next episode after that is just what Grogu's been up to.
Nice.
And it's been hanging out with Luke Skywalker in the most impressive CG.
Like young.
Bro, he looks just like he did in Return of the Jedi.
Wow.
And I don't know how they do it because it doesn't, like, it doesn't have any of that fucking weird CG Uncanny Valley, really.
Yeah.
And it's not just like a brief clip like it has been. It's the whole episode.
A lot of it.
It's just Luke Skywalker and fucking Grogu training.
Disney's been really fucking good with that shit. Because like in Guardians, when they did young Kurt Russell, that was...
Yeah. This is better than that.
Wow.
It's impressive. Yeah, it's
fucking 4 years That's later. Fair.
But
it better be fucking better.
Well, the thing about it is most of Boba Fett isn't.
You know what,
though? Like most of the CG in Boba Fett looks like shit.
Well, see, that's it. That's it right
there. They spent all the money on this one episode.
There's also probably some kind of, I can only imagine like Mark Hamill's probably got some kind of deal. Like, look,
yeah,
if you're going to use my likeness,
yeah,
don't make me look like dog shit.
Yeah. Do it right.
Cause he seems like he'd be like that.
They also did something to it. Like they fucking digitally altered his voice to make him sound young too. Yeah. It's fucking impressive. Everything they did with Luke Skywalker. So yeah, just watch those two. Just watch the Return of the Mandalorian and the episode after it. And then,
okay.
And then I guess the last episode, because the rest of it doesn't fucking matter at all.
Yeah. Rest of it sucks.
Yeah, it's... Boba Fett is such a chump in his own show. Oh, like, really? He's getting fucking... He's just getting, like, chumped out by fucking everybody. Like, all the other mob bosses are like, you's a bitch. And Boba Fett's just like...
Okay.
Like, what are you guys doing to Boba Fett?
Weird. You're
just making him a pussy.
Weird. Very weird.
Yeah. I don't understand what they were going for, but Mandalorian's still awesome.
I saw a fucking video of, I think it was Comic-Con, and there's a dude dressed as the Mandalorian going up an escalator, and he takes off his helmet, and it's fucking the actor.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
People are like, wait, what?
That's funny. Who fucking else did that? Oh, Walter White.
Oh, really?
He just had a big rubber Walter White mask on. He was walking around some fucking convention. I'm sure a
few guys have done that shit over the years. Fuck. Oh, my God. I got Doria and Sophia fucking addicted to My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
That show's so fucking funny. I can't believe you've never watched the whole thing. You should.
I can't get into it. I've tried.
Oh, man.
Maybe I'll try again.
It's too goddamn...
My parents loved
everybody
it
in it is a piece of shit.
Yeah,
you I should know. Love it.
It should be like right in my wheelhouse.
And it's fucking hysterical.
Like, I mean, I've laughed every time I watched it.
Yeah, that's just it. Every character in the show you like.
Yeah.
Like all of them. All
right.
Also, the two main... girl characters are hottest shit.
I'm gonna say also it has like the fucking the 90s hottest fucking chick on the planet from the Jerry Springer movie and
it's Jamie Presley. The Hispanic chick in there.
Jamie Presley has the nicest ass in the history of asses.
Yeah, just nice. Got nice boobs too. Yeah, dude. Just fucking watch it. It's great.
All right.
You got Hulu.
I got Hulu. On. I'll give it a shot. I'll give it another go.
Yeah.
I need a new show to fall asleep to. Yeah, I need a new show to fall asleep to anyway. So
that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
And it's weird because watching Randy
get skinny.
Yeah, and get fucking ripped.
Yeah.
Dude's huge now.
Fucking Willem from Mallrats.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did I do? I don't think I did much else. I've worked. Oh, I watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Super Bowl, Colin?
I watched parts of it.
It was... I went to this Super Bowl party where everybody brought soup.
Ah, clever.
It's fucking so much good soup.
Yeah?
There's so much food there. I ate four kinds of soup. I had about 100 of these little, like, fucking, like, hors d'oeuvre wraps. Like, I don't know, meats and shit wrapped in a fucking tortilla and then cut into thin slices type thing.
Yeah.
A bunch of brownies. And look, the point is, I felt so sick after the Super Bowl because I ate so much fucking food. It was ridiculous. And then the Super Bowl was a big work.
What?
And are anybody who thinks sports are real is an idiot.
Right. Yeah. There's like no penalties the whole game. And then all of a sudden there's fucking like eight penalties. Huh.
To be fair, I understand why.
To be fair.
You're in LA.
Yeah.
LA's just looking for a reason to riot.
Yeah, no, I know.
And their team losing at home.
I understand the reasons why this happens. Can't let LA riot
over their sports.
Why the fuck are so many of these fucking games being played in teams' home fields?
It's weird.
I didn't think, because the Super Bowl is predetermined. Like, it's preset, the location every year.
You know what else is preset?
I know. The fucking people.
The people in it and who's going to win it.
Teams participating, yes.
Let me tell you.
I think to a degree, anyway.
Let me tell you about booking, Colin.
Yeah.
Let me explain what booking is. So, it's a carny term in professional wrestling. It's the script. It's the match script.
Yeah.
Look into it, people. Watch wrestling. And then when you scoff at how dumb people are for thinking it's real, remember that you thought the Super Bowl was real, you idiot.
Okay.
That's all. That's all I got on the Super Bowl. The food was delicious.
So how's wrestling been?
AEW's a fucking... It's been great.
It's been good.
I have not watched WWF since last WrestleMania. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to watch this WrestleMania. That's how bad that show has gotten.
Oof. Fuck. Well, who's going to be in the main event, Trevor?
Oh, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns again.
So the same main event they've had for the past fucking 7 years.
Yeah.
Since we started this podcast.
Yeah. Basically. Because
the first podcast was
Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Yes.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Well, so I guess we need to do one more episode of this show where we talk about that main event to bring the whole thing full circle from beginning to end. Yeah, and Goldberg is going to be there because they keep wheeling Goldberg's corpse out.
You know why? Because they keep fucking firing all their talent.
Yeah. Well, they might be getting Cody Rhodes back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Cody Rhodes quit AEW. Amid a bunch of speculation that he's mad that they don't let him make all the decisions anymore.
Oh, okay.
And that also that CM Punk makes more than him.
I mean, he draws more.
He's fucking CM Punk.
Yeah.
Somebody put it best.
He's quite literally one of the biggest names in wrestling history. They're
like, the guy sold out the biggest arena in Chicago on the rumor that he might show up.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. Huh. That being said, you should start watching AEW Dynamite.
Yeah.
Because it's very 90s WCW.
Where can I watch it?
TBS.
I don't have TV. I don't have cable.
Do you have?
How can I watch it?
Do you have any of those like cable stand-in things like YouTube Live or whatever?
No,
or Hulu?
Those cost money too.
Then you probably can't.
Well, all right.
Unless does your dad have cable? You can log into the TBS app with his login. Yep. Or your mom or your brothers.
Yeah. Literally nobody I know has cable anymore.
Every Wednesday night I go over to my friend Andy's house and watch it.
Oh, okay.
That's how I watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fucking great, man. I love AEW wrestling. It is so good. It reminds me so much of why I loved wrestling in the 90s.
Oh, what's that fucking show out of LA? A lot of fucking...
Hood Slam?
No, a lot of luchadors. It's a small wrestling show, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I fucking sent you a link to it.
Probably. I don't remember
the name of it now.
I don't know.
But I was watching that Marky 123D guy, the hawk.
I have
the
no
guy that fucking. Oh my god! I've sent you.
I'm sure you have. I bet I watched him.
Watched him.
I'm sure I did.
He's the dude. He does like reviews on fucking like people's runs in different companies.
Oh yeah, okay.
And he's like British.
There's only one. There's only one wrestler YouTuber that I give a shit about anymore, Colin, and that is Danhausen. I am the number one Fanhausen of Danhausen.
That's not funny.
He's the funniest.
It's not funny.
He's the funniest thing in wrestling since The Rock.
This is what I don't understand about you, Trevor.
Oh, Danhausen's amazing.
Like, you'll tell me about these things. I'm like, is this what you think is funny?
Yes. I think Danhausen is funny.
It's not.
It is the funniest.
It's not.
Back me up here. She laughs at Danhausen.
I think she laughs because you're laughing.
No.
And she feels bad.
Not even. Danhausen is hilarious.
I think she feels bad for you.
He calls them the ass boys.
It's not funny.
It's so goddamn funny.
It's not.
It's a Billy Gunn is just fucking in the background cracking up because he's making fun of his kids. Ah.
It's not funny.
It is.
You know what is funny?
The Office.
No. JCW.
Well,
I mean, watched I that shit the that. Other night. God yeah. damn.
Juggalo champion shit wrestling is
it's so
pretty goddamn funny.
Good.
Look, Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope can't wrestle their fucking save their lives.
They
but
are
they
the
can
greatest
announce,
ring announcers on the planet.
They can announce like Diamond Donovan Douglas and fucking Guido.
God damn it. Oh, fuck, dude. I'm fucking watching it. And I haven't watched it in probably fucking...
Probably since the last time we sat down and watched it. No, we watched it once a few... Oh, maybe... yeah, we watched it here once.
Yeah.
It was years ago, but we did watch a couple episodes here once.
Oh, my God.
I made...
It's fucking hysterical.
I made my buddy Andy and this kid Paris that we work with sit down and watch the first Stranglemania one night.
Yeah. Like, they're fucking sitting there. There's a... Abdullah the Butcher's sitting in the car and they're like, look at that enormous arm. He's got a massive, enormous arm. And he opens the door and I got to fucking match.
Why is Abdullah the Butcher still doing anything?
Oh my God. And then fucking, the Iron Sheik's.
Yeah.
His fucking, his goldfish
bowl,
his fish tank in his belly button.
Yeah.
He had his belly button surgically removed and replaced with a fish tank. It makes him more aerodynamically sound.
I also like, love that,
God
like,
damn.
Their mat is like six
oh, it's
inches
fucking
of
terrible.
Foam.
Everybody looks like they're going to roll their fucking ankle on
it's
it.
It's the fucking worst.
Yeah, it hurts less when you hit it.
It's all these fucking dumpy, like, fucking just incredible, but he got fat as yeah. shit.
They're fucking, their champion, Evil Dead, is just a fucking, a dead zombie. oh, God.
What a shit show.
It was so fucking good. Yeah,
I need to watch some of that.
Their commentary in those, that and the fucking Stranglemania videos is some yeah. of the
That first
shit.
Stranglemania is fucking genius.
Even the second one.
The second one's okay.
Second one's the one that had all the drunk Terry Funk and yeah. the Cactus Sack matches, right?
Nope. They didn't have any Cactus Jack in the second one because he only agreed to be in the movie Big Money Hustlers if they agreed not to bootleg any more of his matches.
Oh, okay.
So he's not in the second one at all.
I never did see Big Money Rustlers.
It's bad. Is you it? Should watch it.
Is
it's
it?
Unfucking watchable.
It's worse than Big Money Hustlers?
The best part about it is Scott Hall plays the drunken narrator, and I'm pretty sure it's because he's just drunk as shit.
He's just a drunk.
Yeah. There's a villain called The Foot, and it's just this guy in a wheelchair with a giant stinky foot, and he just rolls into town, and he goes, I'm the foot, bitch! I'm the foot, bitch!
Perfect.
I'm the foot, bitch, God for like damn. 5 minutes.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah. Instead of Sugar Berry's Sugar Wolf.
Yep. That's
otherwise good. It's exactly the same movie, like beat for beat.
That's funny.
Fucking Violent J is yeah, just
never,
a
never did watch that.
It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. It's way worse than the first one somehow. Wow.
Yeah, the first one was fucking bad.
But it does have a very funny joke that I did not get for a while. It took me a while to get. Mm. There's a scene where there's all these guys lined up out front of Shaggy 2 Dope's mom's house. Mm-hmm. And they all have a board tied around their waist. So they don't fall into her pussy. She's got like a fucking 6 foot 2x4 strapped to all their asses. Because his mom's a prostitute. Fucking movie sucks. So
Jesus.
You should watch it. We should do a movie night some night and watch yeah. Big Money Rustlers and Big Money Hustlers.
I'd rather watch Stranglemania and JCW again.
We'll do it an all-day event.
Sure.
We'll just watch ICP garbage.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, those guys were funny.
Yes, they were. But, yep, a lot of stuff they said you couldn't do now.
Man, I was listening, speaking of things you can't say anymore, because there's all this, I don't know if you heard the controversy after the Super Bowl. It wasn't the clearly fixed ending. it was that Eminem kneeled during his halftime performance, apparently.
Yeah, he did.
Oh my God! The scandal! What a, think of the children! First Janet Jackson's nipple, and now a guy kneeling? Colin, how will I explain this to them?
So, it was pretty funny, because I saw that.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
I didn't even notice, because I didn't care so much.
I noticed, but I didn't care.
Okay.
Because, who gives a fuck?
Right.
But they were like, oh, what a double standard. They didn't let Colin Kaepernick do that. I'm like, yeah, you know why?
He's not Eminem.
Making the NFL millions of dollars by doing this. Eminem up there on stage brought fucking millions of eyes to that screen.
That's half the reason I wanted to watch. I'm like, fucking Eminem, Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Those guys are still alive?
Right.
I'll watch that.
Like, again, it just proves that if you're making somebody money, they don't give a fuck what you do.
So,
which is why Joe Rogan not going to get booted off Spotify
because
he makes them a fuck ton of money. It's beautiful.
So, speaking of Eminem getting away with shit because he makes money. So today on my way home from my buddy's house, I was listening to Rap God.
Mm-hmm.
He says the gay F slur so many times in that song.
Mm-hmm.
So many times. Unapologetically.
I mean.
Because he's the Rap God.
Yeah.
But I'm like, huh. Good job, Eminem. You keep being you.
Yeah.
You keep hope alive.
Well, all it's going to take is him disagreeing with one viewpoint that the people who support
him believe
in, and then he's, you know, persona non grata.
I don't know. He might be uncancelable. Eminem might be the only uncancelable person
Again,
on the planet.
I mean, they'll try, at least.
But I don't know.
There have been people trying, like...
Like him and Dave Chappelle. You can't touch them.
Zennials hear his music, and they're like... They freak the fuck out. Like, their brains start to implode because they're not fucking... They haven't been programmed.
Yeah.
Or conditioned to shut the fuck up about anything.
That's true.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait till they hear the song where he brags about stealing music, rap music from black people.
Or, you know, beating up gay guys.
And... I think that's every one of his songs. Man, Eminem is so entertaining. Speaking of funny, that's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is pretty funny. I've always liked him.
Never. I do until he takes himself seriously. I'm like, I don't want to see taking yourself seriously, Eminem. I just want to see fucking, what is it, fucking the song where he's their inner conscience, where he's their inner voice.
Yeah.
I just want to see that Eminem. That shit's brilliant.
Yeah, that was good Eminem.
Yeah.
His first two albums were fucking amazing. Bangers.
Yeah.
So Canadians have no freedom. That's
cool. that's exciting.
Like that.
Just did you vote for the not party that's in charge?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We're taking all of you everything.
Yeah. We're going to arrest you and take all your assets.
Wild.
What the fuck?
Like, not even subtle about it. They're just like, if we think you're a Trump supporter, we're probably going to seize your assets. What? You're just going to say that?
Right.
While calling somebody else a Nazi?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you've been saying it for, I don't know, the past like six or so years.
Yeah.
That they're creating the Fahrenheit 451 fucking universe.
Yes,
and they don't fucking realize it.
Oh, they realize it.
Well, no, they think everybody else is creating it against them.
Yeah.
But they're the ones doing it. They're perpetrating it.
Yeah. It's fucking wild.
Mind-boggling.
Wild.
Do we have emails?
We do have an email. Should I read our emails?
Yeah.
If you would like to write in, even though we'll probably never record again.
Oh, we'll record. It might not be as frequent because, you know.
Once a month?
I'll have a child. I can bring the baby, you know, that's fine. That'll be fine.
So this is the last episode.
No kids and Trevor's.
If you would like to write in just in case we record another one, our email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. You know what? Since I'm here, I'm going to plug, fucking go watch me on Twitch. I've been streaming a lot of fucking Sea of Thieves on Twitch lately.
Yeah, you're still playing that.
Yeah, I can't stop.
Okay.
Twitch.tv/bad_mr_frosty. Go watch
cool
me play
stories,
Sea of Thieves.
Bro.
It's so much fun. Yeah, I can't stop. I can't stop. It's so much fun.
I mean, you could stop.
No,
I get it. I miss having games that made me feel like that.
Yeah. It reminds me of my favorite times in World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just that, like, I want to get on, I want to see my friends, I want to do dumb shit all night long, even though it's all meaningless, ultimately.
I don't get to do that anymore. I don't have a life anymore.
We get one email from world-renowned best-selling author M. Warren Askins. I don't know if he's actually any of those things, but he should be, goddammit. Especially that Ian book. Colin, did you ever read that fucking Ian book?
Nope.
You fucking
loser.
I'm going
to have a lot of time on my hands soon.
Read Ian.
I might do that while I'm in the hospital with my women.
I fucking love that book. He says, "Horrifying horrors" is the subject line. A few casts ago, that could have been years ago at this point. I got no recollection. A few casts ago, you tight-ass turnips talked about a dude that loves the newest Star Wars movies and hates the old guard. Oh, yeah, that's the dude I play Sea of Thieves with every night. He's fucking broken in the head.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so fundamentally wrong, it's bizarre. And he doesn't... The best part is, like, he thinks he's the right... Like, he has this perspective where he's right.
He's the people creating the Fahrenheit 451 universe.
Yeah, it's true. It's fucking weird. Like,
he wants to burn the books.
He says it's still messing me up. Yeah, me too, Betty. Like, since this revelation came to light in our crew, me and this other guy who we play with, we just fuck with him about it every night. Just shitting on his bad opinions of Star Wars. Like, on a daily basis.
Those movies are irredeemable. Like, he's talking about the prequels, right?
The new ones.
Oh, the new ones. Well, they're not as bad as the prequels.
So I've just today had a conversation with my buddy Ben, who insists that those first the prequel trilogy are not that bad, that we're just not giving them a fair shake because when they came out we didn't like them. And I'm like, no, I've
rewatched
them.
When they came out, we were so fucking excited for new Star Wars.
I loved them.
And then we watched them and we're like, oh.
And then
it's
I still
kid racing a fucking pod in a desert.
And then even then, I still love them because it's all we had new Star Wars. And then every time I try to watch them again, they get worse.
They're fucking horrible.
The dialogue is shit.
And
the
over
pacing is shit.
I think one of the hardest things for me, the only thing good about those movies is the score.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
John Williams is fucking...
I'm glad those movies exist so I could get Duel of the Fates.
Yes.
Because it's maybe the best piece of music ever written. It's a masterpiece.
It's up there with the fucking Lord of the Rings, the Clint Mansell fucking music.
So good. Is that the cartoon?
No, it was for the trailer for, I think, it was either Two Towers or Return of the King.
Oh.
One of the trailers had a Clint Mansell song. I can't remember the name.
I don't know who Clint Mansell is.
He did all the music for Requiem for a Dream.
No, that movie sucks.
It's whatever.
No, that movie sucks.
It's fine.
Colin, we're going to have this out.
The music in that movie is fantastic.
Aaron Aronofsky is a fucking hack.
No, I get it. That's fine. I'm not saying he's not.
Beautiful cinematographer.
And beautiful music because it's all Clint Mansell shit.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
The dude... He knows almost everything you need to make a good movie except for writing and directing.
Yeah. Hey, Colin, did you know drugs are bad?
Right.
It's so deep. Heroin's bad, it turns out. What a deep message you're telling me, Aaron Aronofsky. You dumb fuck. Wow.
The Wrestler is pretty good, though.
Yeah, I really like The Wrestler.
I
think he put his name on it. I think
no, that was a him movie.
I'm sure it was a him movie.
I think it was a fucking... Yeah.
Okay. I think it's like, you know how everybody thinks Star Wars is a George Lucas movie, even though he had nothing to do with Empire Strikes Back?
Okay.
I think The Wrestler was Aronofsky's
like
Empire Strike Back. What?
Return of the Jedi is the worst.
Yeah. All right. Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie.
No, New Hope is the best.
I mean, if you're an idiot.
No, if you're smart like me, like a movie that doesn't need any other movies.
If you're an idiot whose opinions are wrong.
I mean, whatever.
Who probably thinks the fucking new movies are great, like some other idiot I know.
I mean, I like The Force Returns because it was just a New Hope.
It's just a New Hope again.
I was like, oh, that's an enjoyable movie.
Yeah, it's true.
Mean, they're fu- The new movies, they're just like uninspired,
yeah,
and very cookie. Like, they're repeats of the old movies. I will say, though, they did things in the new movies that I thought were pretty cool. Like, yeah, the fucking Red Guard was awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
They did a lot of awesome shit, but that's sort of a Star Wars-y thing.
Oh, what about that part where, like, they just took a break from the plot in the middle of the movie to go stop capitalism?
No, that was...
To just
retarded.
Remind us that capitalism is the real bad guy.
Oh, god damn it, that was horrible.
What a great...
Also, those two characters were garbage.
That movie
Throw
is garbage.
Them in the trash. Finn didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
I was listening to The Biggest Problem, the original.
Yeah.
And it was like right around when that first movie came out. And fucking Dick was just ragging it. He was like, that's the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. Like... I don't think I've ever seen anything dumber.
He's not wrong. The movie is fucking bad.
Right.
The movie is fucking bad.
Yeah, definitely not better than the fucking original sequel trilogy.
I think it might.
And that includes the third one, which I think is hot garbage.
I like the third movie, but yeah, it's got its problems.
Yeah. Yes.
It's still fun.
It does. It does have its problems. Namely that it wasn't fucking Chewbacca's.
Yeah. Yes.
Jesus Christ. That's all you had to do.
Just a fucking...
Army of fucking Chewbacca's. That movie would have been great.
Yeah.
Nope. Fucking Muppets. Perfect.
I think...
Can you tell me how to get...
After trying to rewatch, because you put in this... So Colin hooked me up with these great speakers... Set up my system so it sounds amazing, so I just keep watching Jurassic Park.
And now I gave him a TV that the voices are off by like an hour.
Like a, yeah, it's a, like a full
so
minute.
Like,
it's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's just a thing.
It's rough. But I'm like, what sounds great? And Star Wars problems aside, they always sound great.
Oh, yeah.
Sound design in those movies is fucking top notch.
Yep.
So I'm trying to rewatch episode 3. And there's like these fucking comedy pratfalls, fucking old fucking, what do you call him? Old Klutzy Connor always slipping on banana peels.
Yeah.
The movie is just full of droids doing that.
Yeah. Goddamn.
I'm like.
Full of fucking really bad CG droids
just
at that.
Terrible CG droids doing pratfalls and just bad comedy routines. And every scene is so fucking busy. They were so proud of their CG that like. They just fucking threw junk everywhere in every scene. So everything looks cluttered and shitty.
Yeah, like every scene has just like CG coins falling in the background, like rain.
Yeah, there's no economy of space. It's just fucking like somebody told George Lucas about particle effects and he just kept hitting the fucking button over and over and over again. It looks fucking awful, man.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm watching that movie and I think... that the new movies are better than the prequels.
I 100% agree with
that. I think I would rather watch the Rian Johnson one.
Oof.
Even the fucking casino parts. More than I would want to watch any of those original trilogy.
Except for the part where Anakin murders all the children.
Or the one scene that I would watch. The one scene I would save from those movies is the fight between...
Yoda and fucking...
That fucking shit sucked. Where Yoda's doing all the spinny flips.
You don't like that?
Oh my god,
that's
it's
what
the
he does.
Worst.
That's what Yoda does. Don't
so
you know?
Dumb.
Don't you know that about Yoda? Or are you talking to one of the Darth Maul?
The Darth Maul fight with the two Jedi
and
is so good.
Fucking, who's the other?
Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan.
No. The other fight. The one with the fucking General Grievous.
Yeah, I don't like General Grievous. He's fucking silly.
Okay.
Like I oh boy, CG. he's got a million arms.
Yeah.
He's a bug robot or something.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, that's so silly.
How does he get killed? I forgot.
Who fucking cares? I think somebody crushes his heart and lungs. It's pretty fucking brutal. His death is pretty goddamn savage for baby movies. Those movies suck. People who like those movies have
also
bad taste
Mace
in
Windu.
Movies. Getting his fucking hand all chopped off.
Just Mace Windu with his purple lightsaber.
This purple lightsaber that says
fucking fit the universe, but he's like, yeah, but I want a purple lightsaber. And they're like, all right, fuck, fine.
This bad motherfucker
we
engraved
want
into
Samuel
it.
Samuel L. Jackson in this movie.
It's true.
That's the only fucking reason that thing's purple.
Yeah,
because he said, I want a purple lightsaber. I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
they're like, but they don't exist in the universe. Oh well.
Yeah,
they do now.
But I'm Mace Windu, motherfucker. Also, I want bad motherfucker engraved into it.
Yeah.
Because he's awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, not really.
This has been the final ever episode.
I'm now just going to come over every Sunday
of the Loud Neighbors podcast.
Except for this coming Sunday. That's why we're recording now.
Yeah.
Because I have to
have a baby.
No, that's Wednesday.
All right. I'll have to text you to get those tickets. I guess that's an off-air conversation.
Yeah. It's so fucking dumb the way they do it.
Yes. Everything is dumb the way everything is done.
Everything digital and convenient, except when it's not.
Yeah.
Because it never is.
It's weird that they don't just like send them to you on your phone like everybody else in the world does.
Yeah, they do. 48 hours before the show.
It's dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Like, I can't even go in there and say, hey, I want to transfer it. I want to just fucking give me this fucking thing. Let me print them out. What am I going to do? Fucking go to an earlier show that doesn't exist?
Fucking idiots.
I'm going to scratch it out and put a different show on there. I'll trick those idiots. Oh, one last thing.
Okay.
So the Olympics have been on and they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, they're boring.
But I saw the most America-ass dude fucking in the curling.
Yeah.
He had this thick fucking push broom mustache and a goddamn mullet.
Wonderful.
It was fucking retarded. It was awesome. So good.
I don't understand the Olympics or people who watch the Olympics.
I do for one reason. If you have like Dish Network, it's in 4K and it looks really fucking good.
So all those like chicks in the leotards, you can see camel toe. Is that what?
No, because they're all like 14. So,
all right, never mind. Gross. I didn't know that. I don't know what the Olympics are. Aren't they all like
gonna find you?
What are you gonna do?
That's you didn't know that about the Olympics. Like all the fucking like gymnasts.
No, I mean like the ice. Are the ice skaters all that young too? Yeah, I thought it was all like
fucking children. I mean, there's some adults, but a lot of them are way too fucking young.
What about volleyball?
Volleyball is usually older.
All right, so
it's
good.
It's more of a physical sport.
Right. What about that? What about that one chick who does the fucking the vaulting or whatever it's called, the hurdles? How old is she? Is that gif of her doing the?
Oh, she's plenty legal.
Okay, just making sure.
I've looked this up a number of times. I had to make sure.
Goddamn.